Stocks reversed gains today. The reasons are many, from a fresh round of impeachment talk to trade with China to some disappointing economic data. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 27th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. The wealth gap, well, it's getting wider. The ongoing General Motors and UAW strike may be ongoing for a while. Meanwhile, Elon Musk says he can deliver the goods when it comes to Tesla. In retail, the target for one sporting goods company is women. Those stories and more, plus Jeff Pitts from Cityview with stuff to do in the metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. We made it to the weekend, kids. Wall Street struggled all day today for a variety of reasons, including a fresh round of impeachment talk regarding President Trump and concerns over trade issues with China and Europe, and also economic data that was less than stellar. I think we just named four things that are going on. On the China front, it's being reported by CNBC that Trump administration officials are, get this, discussing ways to limit U.S. investors' portfolio flows into China. One of those options includes limiting all U.S. investment in China. All of this in very early stages, but if it does come to pass, it would send shockwaves through financial markets and involve the billions of dollars in investments tied to major indexes. Now, meanwhile, on the data side, U.S. consumer spending slowed more than expected in August. Personal consumption expenditures, also known as household spending, edged up an adjusted 0.1% in August from July, when spending rose by 0.5%. This represents consumer spending's softest read since February and could suggest to policymakers that a critical driver of U.S. GDP growth is decelerating. Consumer spending accounts for more than 69% of total economic output in the United States. All of that brought Wall Street lower today, with the Dow off by more than 70 points to 26,820. The NASDAQ shed 91 points, or just over 1%, to close at 7939, and the S&P 500 off fractionally to 2961. In a new report from the Census Bureau, it says that the wealth gap in the United States is the widest it's ever been. As the Associated Press noted, income inequality grew last year to its highest level in more than 50 years. While unemployment is at record lows and 14 states have seen an increase in income levels and a drop in poverty rates, that's only 14 states. The wealth gap remains strikingly high, especially when it's broken down by state. For example, Maryland and New Jersey boast medium household income over $80,000 a year, while several others, including Connecticut, Massachusetts, and California, were not far behind, with income in the $75,000 to $80,000 range. Now, in the middle, you've got places like Kansas and Florida, where the median income hovers between $59,000 and $55,000, while in Oklahoma and Tennessee, the median is between $54,000 and $50,000. Now, at its lowest end in the data, those are Alabama and Arkansas, where the median income is less than $50,000 a year. Now, according to the census, the state with the highest income level isn't a state at all, but it is Washington, D.C., where the median is $85,200. The lowest in the United States is New Mexico, at $41,100. Now get this, here in the Midwest, the median income in Minnesota is a shade over $70,000, while in Iowa, it comes at $58,500. It's a fascinating read, by the way. According to reports, the two sides of the UAW GM strike are still far apart on several issues, and that could prolong the strike and mean even more troubles for the car maker and the employees. This is now day 11 of the longest UAW strike since 1985. It's predicted that GM probably has lost profits of $113 million so far, and is now losing money at the rate of about $25 million a day. In addition, UAW members and workers at supplier firms laid off now total $266 million in direct wages. To give you a look at the issues that are impacting the strike, the main ones are these. Number one, UAW workers' share of health care costs. Number two, temporary workers. Number three, wage increases. And number four, building more product in the United States. Seemingly, it's all about profits on the side for GM. Here's part of the issue. GM's average hourly labor cost in the United States is $63 an hour. Now, this is not the hourly wage or wages plus benefits paid to individual workers, but rather the sum of all labor costs divided by all hours worked. But Honda, Nissan, and Toyota spend about $50 an hour on U.S. labor, all that according to Ann Arbor's Center for Automotive Research. The Japanese carmaker usually employ more temporary workers than do the Detroit Big Three. But also, you have to take into consideration where Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas are built. Many of those are built in the South, where there's no unions. Here are the current wages according to the UAW. Temporary workers' wages are $15 to $19 an hour. A newly hired permanent production worker called In Progression makes about $17 an hour, which can raise to $28 an hour after 8 years. A legacy worker is one hired before 2007, they earn between $28 and $33 an hour, and a skilled trades worker, about 15% of Detroit's three workforce, is closer to $35 to $36 an hour. They often get heavy overtime as well. That's a big spread. Temporary workers at $15 an hour, skilled trade at $35 an hour. So there's discrepancy, and that's one of the things that the union is talking about and fighting. So it looks as though if the sides can't get together, this could go on for quite some time. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has said that Tesla could deliver a record number of cars in the third quarter, and that caused shares of Tesla to rise by 7%. How many cars? Well, Musk said they are within reach of 100,000 cars to be delivered in the third quarter, and that's a massive change for the company. Tesla delivered roughly 95,000 cars last quarter, hitting a record at the time. Tesla previously forecasted it would deliver between 360 and 400,000 vehicles worldwide for the full year. Hey, when we come back, we've got Jeff Pitts. Jeff is with City View Magazine. As a matter of fact, he's the managing editor there, and he's going to be bringing us all kinds of fun stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Also on tap a little bit later, we've got an update about an immigration welcome center for Iowa that may, just very well may, come to Southridge Mall on the south side of Des Moines. All that's coming up yet here on the Business News Headlines.